I want to thank you so much for those who helped out with the K-Day yesterday.
感谢大家昨天来帮助 K-Day.
I'm sure you, those of you who were here, saw how many people came to our church.
我看到很多人来到我们的教会。
Not only to enjoy a free breakfast, but had time that we can pray together.
不仅仅是为了享受美味的早餐，也为了跟我们一起来祷告。
So it was a wonderful, wonderful time where we saw God at work.
我们能看到神在我们中间的做工。
I also want to spend some time to thank the staff and the elders, as well as many of you who continue to lead the church while I was on vacation.
我也想感谢在我们教会的牧师、长老还有同工们，在我不在的时候，大家在教会里面继续工作着。
By the end of June, I went to Scotland to attend my graduation.
六月底的时候，我去了苏格兰，参加我的毕业典礼。
It was a time of thanksgiving, thanking God for the last 5 years of how He provided for me to finish my studies.
感谢神在过去五年中对我的供给。让他完成了我的学业，帮我完成我的学业。
It was also a time of celebration. All my family, my parents, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins all came to Scotland to be with me.
这也是一个庆祝的时刻，我的家人，包括我的父母，叔叔阿姨，还有表兄弟姐妹参加我的毕业典礼。
And after the trip to UK, we went to Toronto, where I attended the General Assembly of the Alliance.
在离开英格兰之后，我去了多伦多，参加了宣道会大会。
我们一起祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢你昨天给我们一个很好的机会，向我们的领主表现你的爱，让他们一天领教介绍你的教宴。我们祈祷奉主耶稣名叫
Amen.
Amen. I want to ask you to do something different today.
今天我想让你们做一些不同的事。
So, with the people sitting next to you, around you or behind you,
看你身边旁边的人还后面的人。
Pick about 4 people that you would be in a group with, okay? 4 people.
选大约四个人组成一个小组。
And then I want you to decide on the following.
我想让你们决定以下事项。
What we're going to have lunch together.
今天中午我们吃什么午餐呢？
Where we're going to eat.
我们去哪里吃呢？
When we're going to eat.
我们什么时候吃呢？
And how will you get there?
我们怎么样去？
Okay, I don't care if you don't like that person.
我不关心你喜不喜欢那个人。
Pretend you love them and you want to have lunch with them, okay?
假装你喜欢那个人，你想跟他一起享用午餐。
So in the next few minutes, decide on these 4 questions.
在接下来几分钟，你们要决定这下面的几个问题。
你听到了。All right, try to come to a decision, okay?
你们争取达到一个 make 一个决定，做一个决定。
What you're gonna eat?
你们要吃什么呢？
Where you're gonna eat?
去哪里吃？
When you're gonna get there?
什么时候？
And how will you get there?
什么时候到那儿？怎么样去？
Okay, how many of you having sushi for lunch?
你们谁会选择寿司作为午餐呢？
How many of you are having Chinese food for lunch?
Wow, 很多人选了午餐。
Probably at Anlin's home. How many of you are having steaks and potatoes and?
有多少人选择牛排或者是土豆呢？
Okay, so let's think back for a moment.
让我们来回想一下。
How did you come to that decision? These decisions.
你们是怎么样做出这个决定的？
You know, somebody, if you think back, somebody in the group probably said, "I don't really care what I eat."
你们回想一下，你们组肯定有人会说。我吃什么都无所谓。
Somebody might say, well, I think this restaurant was good. I was there yesterday.
有些人可能会说，哇，这个餐馆不错。
Somebody might say, let's get there at 12 o'clock so that we can skip Sunday school and just go there after.
那有些人说，那我们十二点到吧，我们这样就可以不去 Sunday
school. Somebody might say, okay, I'll drive and you all sit in my car and we'll go.
有些人说，我来那个开车，你们只是来打我的车而已。
Did you notice that? In the group, usually somebody talks more, somebody talks less.
有没有注意到，在一个小组里，有些人说的多一点，有些人说的少一点。
No matter what kind of group you were sitting with, somebody in the end usually takes charge.
不论你在什么小组里，最终会有一个人来做决定。
They would listen to everybody, and then they would try to come up with a decision where to go.
他听取了大家的意见，然后最终做出了一个决定。
Because if we all sit there and say, I like to eat Japanese,
如果有人只是在那说我喜欢日餐厅，
and then I don't say anything after,
然后之后呢我就沉默不语了，
and everyone has a different opinion, but then nobody says anything afterwards,
如果每个人都有不同的观点，
nothing gets done.
但是到最后什么都没说出来，那最后就没有决定了。
Somebody in the group usually helps you make this decision.
小组里肯定得有人帮助大家来做一个决定。
They decide, they help you decide what to eat.
他帮助你们来决定吃什么。
And then they said, okay, well, let's look at where we're going to eat. When are we going to get there? How will we get there, right?
来决定我们吃什么呢？几点到呢？怎么样到那儿呢？
You know what that is?
你知道那叫什么呢？
Leadership.
领导。
And administration.
和管理。
Those are two things that you cannot do without for any group of people.
如果小组里面没有，每一个组织里面没有这个的话，那你就不能。
It doesn't matter if you are a small group of four people trying to decide what to eat for lunch.
不管这个小组是不是只有四个人。
Or you are a whole village of people deciding how to, where, who lives where and what grows what.
或者是一个村庄里面所有人来决定你们住在哪儿。
Or a city, or a nation, how we function together, how we live together.
或者一个城市，一个国家来决定怎么样运行。
Leadership and administration are two things that you cannot do without for any group of people to function.
领导和管理对于小组对于任何一个组织来说是必不可少的。
In order to live together, you must have those two things.
为了共同生活，你必须得有领导和管理。
As I said many times, the church is not the physical building.
我说过很多次，教会呢，不仅仅是一个有形的建筑。
It's the people that makes up the church.
是人，人构成了这个教会。
The people of God makes up the body of Christ.
是神。的子民构成了基督的身体。
And now, Paul says in Romans 12, all of us have different gifts within this body to function. He says in Romans 12, now as we have many parts in the body, and all the parts do not have the same function. Verse 5, in the same way, we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. According to the grace given to us, we have different gifts.If prophecy, use it according to the portion of one's faith. If service, use it in service. If teaching, in teaching. If exhortation, in exhortation. Giving with generosity. Leading with diligence. Showing mercy and with cheerfulness.
就像使徒保罗在罗马书十二中说到的，正如我们一个身子上有好多肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们虽有许多肢体，却只有一个身子。基督的肢体彼此相连。按我们所得的恩赐，个人有不同的恩赐，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言；或做执事，就当专一执事； 或做教导的就当专一教导，或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
In verse 8, when Paul says leading, or the word for leadership, it means to rule, to set over, to superintend, to preside, to protect, to guard, and to provide.
在第八节当中，保罗提到了治理或者是领导。这个词它意味着统治、管理、监督、主持、保护、守护、提供。
And in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul says that when Christ had ascended to the heavens, that he has given us gifts, the church has been equipped with leaders to equip the people of God, right? So we have apostles, we have prophets, we have leaders, we have evangelists, we have pastors, we have teachers.
在以弗所书四章十一到十二节当中说，保罗告诉我们，升天的基督已经给了教会领袖。有使徒、先知、传福音者、牧师和教师，为了装备教会以完成侍奉的工作，建立基督的身体。
This means that God has entrusted leaders for the church so that the church will mature as a body of Christ.
这意味着神已经把领导的责任赋予一些人，然后帮助教会来领导。
Leadership and administration are two things you cannot do without for the church.
领导和管理是教会必不可少的两样东西。
After Jesus rose from the dead, he revealed himself to many people.
在耶稣死里复活之后呢，他向许多人显现。
In Acts chapter 1, before leaving the church, Jesus told his disciples to wait for the Holy Spirit to come.
在《使徒行传》第一章当中，他在升天前吩咐门徒们要等候圣灵的降临。
When the Holy Spirit comes, they will be empowered to tell people about Jesus everywhere.
当圣灵赋予他们能力的时候，他们就会向各地的人来见证耶稣。
And after Jesus said all these things, he ascended to heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father.
耶稣说完后呢，就升天，坐在天父的右边。
And then the disciples went home to Jerusalem, where they were united in prayer.
然后门徒就回到了耶路撒冷，在一起同心祷告。
And Luke tells us there was 120 of them.
那里有大约120个人。
Some commentators believe that these 120 were the first church members, or first members of the early church.
有些评论家说，那一百二十个人就是起初教会的成员。
Peter said to them, "Brothers and sisters, it was necessary for the scripture to be fulfilled that the Holy Spirit, through the mouth of David, foretold about Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was one of our number and shared in this ministry."
彼得对他们说。弟兄们，圣灵借着大卫的口在圣经上预言领人捉拿耶稣的犹大，这话是必须应验的。他本来列在我们数中，并且在使徒的职分上得了一分。
Judas was the one who betrayed Jesus, and he took that money he received from the priest, and he bought a field, and he died in it.
犹大是出卖耶稣的那位，他从祭司那里拿了钱之后买了一块地，然后在那里摔倒就死了。
So among these 120 people, Peter stands up and says, "We actually need a new leader to replace Judas."
所以彼得就站在那120个人当中说，我们需要有人来取代犹大，来履行使徒的责任。
He didn't say that because the group needed another person. He said that because he saw the scriptures being fulfilled in Judas' life.
他没有对别人说，只是对那一百二十个人说。
He knew that in Psalm 69 and in Psalm 109, Judas, what happened to Judas was actually fulfilling the scriptures.
彼得认为这是对诗篇六十九篇二十五节的应验，在那里大卫的话预言了犹大的之死。
And so he says to them.We need to find number 12 to replace Judas.
所以他在那里说，我们需要第十二个使徒来履行职责。
From the Gospels, we know that Peter is a leader, is a natural leader.
我们都知道彼得他是一个领导者，是一个天生的领导者。
He was committed to follow Jesus.
他坚定不移地跟随耶稣。
He always led the disciples.
他领导着其他的门徒。
Sometimes he even tried to lead Jesus.
甚至有时候他还想领导耶稣。
He had a talent for leadership.
他有领导的天赋。
But he was doing it with his own strength.
但是他只是依靠他自己的能力来领导。
It took until the point where he betrayed Jesus or denied Jesus for God to break him.
直到他背弃了主之后，他才彻底被破碎。
And when the resurrected Jesus met with him on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias, Jesus restored him.
当耶稣在底比亚海边来接见这些门徒的时候，耶稣重塑了他。
And now through the Holy Spirit, Peter is transformed into a different kind of leader.
通过圣灵的带领，彼得就变成了一个真正的领导。
Not as a dictator.
他不是一个独裁者。
Not as somebody who's full of self-confidence and pride.
也不是出于自信或自傲的领导。
But a servant leader, just like Jesus.
是一个仆人型的领导。
Later in life, Peter said in one of his letters.
他在他的彼得前书中对他的同伴领袖说。
He tells the leaders of the church, he says, shepherd God's flock among you, not overseeing out of the compulsion, but willingly.As God would have you, not out of greed for money, but eagerly, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
彼得说，我要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按照神旨意照看他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是辖制所托付你的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
The alliance in Canada began with one man's understanding what God is calling him to do.
加拿大的宣道会是始于一个人，他回应了神的呼召。
And that became the alliance that we know today.
最终是变成了我们现在所知道的宣道会。
On November 20th, 1881, on a Sunday afternoon.
在1881年11月20号的一个周日的下午，
7 people showed up at a dance hall in New York City.
七个人出现在纽约一个舞厅的地方。
They came to this dance hall because in response to a young pastor calling for a prayer meeting.
他们来这个舞厅是为了响应一名叫宣信牧师召集的宣道会，祷告会。
His name is Albert Benjamin Simpson.
他名字叫 Albert 本杰明辛普森，就是宣信。
2 weeks before that, A.B. Simpson had resigned from the 13th Presbyterian Church in New York.
在这之前的两周，宣信刚刚从纽约的十三街长老会辞职。
A very wealthy and upper middle class church at the time.
那个教会呢，当时是纽约一个非常有钱的为中上层阶级服务的教会。
It's located in the heart of Manhattan in New York today. It's still there. The church is still there.
它位于纽约曼哈顿大街。
A.B. Simpson left behind a $5,000 a year salary.
他放弃了每年5000元的薪水。
Today it's $150,000.
就相当于现在的12万美金。
Now why would he do that?
他为什么这样做呢？
By all accounts, A.B. Simpson was a very successful pastor.
据记载，宣信呢是一个非常成功的牧师。
After graduating from Knox College at the University of Toronto,
在他从多伦多大学的诺克斯学院毕业之后，
At the age of 22, he became the lead pastor of a Knox Church in Hamilton in Ontario.
他变成了汉密尔顿的诺克斯教会的主任牧师。
At that time, it was the second largest church in Canada.
那个教会当时是加拿大的第二大教会。
About 1,200 people.
大约有1,200人参加。
After 8 years of there in Hamilton, the church grew to 2,000 people.
大约八年之后呢，那个教会就成长到了大约2,000人。
At the age of 30, he left Hamilton to go to Louisville, Kentucky, in the States, to pastor Chestnut Street Presbyterian Church.
在他三十岁的时候呢，他去了肯塔基州的路易斯维尔的栗树街，成为了牧师。
But again, the church grew and grew.
在那儿呢，同样的那个教会也不断的增长。
And then in 1879, he left that church to go to New York to pastor 13th Street Presbyterian Church.
在1879年的时候呢，宣信就到了纽约的第十三街长老会。
On the outside, he seems like a very successful pastor.
从外表看呢，他是一个非常成功的牧师。
But inside, he was struggling.
但是他的内心是非常的煎熬的。
He struggled from depression.
他与抑郁做斗争。
He had nervous collapses.
精神崩溃。
And then at different times, he would suffer from all kinds of illnesses.
他有各种各样的疾病。
He preached to people about Jesus.
他向人们来宣讲耶稣基督。
But he felt that he didn't even know who he is.
但是他感觉他并不知道他自己是谁。
In 1881, so while he's in New York, in 1881,
在1881年，当他在纽约的时候，
he was too sick to work, so he was on a sabbatical leave.
他由于病得太重了，所以他就休病假。
And it was during that time he experienced God'sphysical healing.
就在那个时候呢，他经历了神的医治，
which would change the course of his life forever.
这些改变了他整个一生。
After he experienced God's work in his life, he returned to New York with new energy.
在神改变他之后呢，他回到纽约，带着全新的活力和激情。
He sensed that God wanted him to really care for the people that were poor and marginalized on the streets of New York.
他感觉到神是要他向那些穷人或者是边缘化的人来宣教。
At that time, it was the people arriving to New York were the Italian immigrants from Europe.
那个时候所谓的穷人和边缘化的人就是涌入纽约的意大利人，意大利移民。
Simpson brought 100 Italian immigrants to Christ.
宣信带领大约100的意大利那些移民们来信了耶稣。
You imagine how excited this pastor is. He brings 100 people to the church.
想象一下，这个牧师是多么的高兴啊！他能带领100多人来信主。
But the church politely rejected them.
他带他们来教会，但是教会有礼貌把他拒绝了。
We don't want these poor immigrants among us.
我们不想让这些贫穷的移民到我们中间。
A couple of years later, he wrote this.
几年后呢，他写道。
Says, for 2 years I spent a happy ministry with this noble people, but found after a thorough and honest trial that it would be difficult for them to adjust themselves to the radical and aggressive measures to which God was leading me. What they wanted was a conventional parish for respectable Christians. What their young pastor wanted was a multitude of publicans and sinners.
两年来，我与这群高贵的人一起快乐地服侍，但经过彻底和诚实的追踪后，我发现他们很难适应上帝引导我的激烈和进取性的方式。他们想要的是一个受人尊敬的基督徒的传统教区，他们年轻的牧师想要的是一群税吏和罪人。
So on November 1881, he resigned.
所以在1881年的11月，他辞职了。
He didn't want to start another church.
他并不想建立新的教会。
He wanted to start an after-church church.
他只是想建立一个崇拜后的教会。
The idea is that for people to go to their own church on Sunday mornings,
这个想法就是人们在去他们自己的教会之后呢，
and then in the afternoon, they would come and gather for fellowship and prayer.
在下午的时候，他们聚集在一起来崇拜和祷告。
And they would pray together and experience God together.
他们在一起祷告，然后经历神。
And then they would then plan for missions locally and globally.
然后来计划怎么样在当地或者全球，传福音。
The brilliant idea of A.B. Simpson was the fourfold gospel.
宣信那个绝妙的想法其实就是四重福音。
You see, different denominations have different practices and different theological beliefs.
不同的教派呢，它是有不同的实践和传统的。
For example, the Presbyterians would baptize babies, right? The Presbyterians would baptize children.
就像那个五旬节教派呢，他们是洗礼这个婴儿的。
But then a Baptist would never baptize babies.
但是浸信会呢是从来不会来洗礼这个婴儿的。
So how do you get the Presbyterians to sit with the Baptists? How do you get the 蒋鲁为的基督徒 and 蒋为
浸信会
浸信会的 people sit together?
怎么让这两个教派人坐在一起呢
？To Simpson, these are things that are not important.
对于宣信来说，这些事儿其实不是很重要的。
What is most important is Jesus.
最重要的事就是耶稣基督。
The identity of Jesus.
就是耶稣基督的身份。
Who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣？
That is the most important for him.
那就是对他来说最重要的。
And so these are the four things about Jesus that we as Christians believe.
那这四点就是我们作为基督徒应该相信的。
It doesn't matter if you are Presbyterian, Baptist, I don't know, Anglicans, it doesn't matter. You can sit together as long as you believe in the fourfold gospel of who Jesus is.
不论你是长老会、浸信会或者是圣公会的，那这四点是我们基督徒应该相信的。
Simpson's movement grew into a big movement in the United States.
宣信的运动，最终是在美国得到了发展。
And then it caught the attention of a man by the name of John Salmon in Toronto.
他的这个运动最终引起了 一名叫约翰萨门的人的注意，这个人在多伦多。
Pastor John started the first alliance gathering in Toronto, Bethany Tabernacle.
约翰呢是他是他开始了加拿大的这个宣道大会。是在伯大尼会幕开始的第一个宣道大会。
Like Peter, A.B. Simpson heard what God was saying to him through the Holy Spirit, and he followed in obedience.
像彼得一样呢，宣信他与圣灵的引领始终保持一致，他通过顺服。
He led a group of people to start the alliance. Movement.
他领导一批人就开始了宣道会的运动。
He had a great vision. Want to know Jesus more and then go on missions. Two things together. He want to know Jesus more and then go on missions.
他想了解耶稣更多，然后把他用到使命上。
But without administration, this would never happen.
如果没有管理的话，那么这些事是无法发生的。
We know that Peter saw the Bible and saw what happened to Judas, and he knew that Judas had to be replaced. They had to replace Judas. Peter.
Okay. Peter, 他知道需要有人来替代犹大。
But how are they going to pick this number 12?
那他怎么样来选第十二个使徒呢
？The administration is how you're going to do it.
管理呢，就是来告诉你怎么样来做。
Remember, you decided what to eat for lunch, right?
那想想你们是怎么样决定了去吃午餐呢
？And then you had to decide where to go, when to meet, and how to get there.
然后你们决定了吃什么，几点到。
So now you know the church needed number 12, but how are you going to get number 12?
那你知道教会需要十二个使徒，但是怎么样能够得到那十二个第十二个使徒呢
？So Peter in Acts chapter 1, he proposed this. He said, "Therefore, from among the men who are accompanying us during the whole time the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day he was taken from us, from among these people, it is necessary that one became a witness with us on of his resurrection."
所以，彼得在使徒一章中说道。所以主耶稣在我们中间始终出入的时候，从约翰施洗起，直到主离开我们被接上升的日子为止，必须从那些常与我们作伴的人中立一位与我们同作耶稣复活的见证。
They proposed two people.
于是他们提名了两个人。
Joseph and Matthias, two people.
约瑟和马提亚。
They basically had a nomination. They nominated two people.
也就是说，他们提名了两个人。
Then they didn't stop there. They prayed.
他们并没有停留在那儿，而是来祷告。
They said, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show which of these two you have chosen to take the place of the apostolic ministry that Judas left to go where he belongs." Then they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the eleven apostles.
他们祷告说：“主啊，你知道万人的心，求你指明这两个人中你所拣选的是谁，好叫他得这使徒的名分。这位分，犹大已经丢弃，往自己的地方去了。于是他们摇签，摇出马提亚，就和十一使徒。
So first thing Peter did was to say, well, who would qualify to lead, right? He would say, who would qualify? Well, these are people who spend time with Jesus. Whoever spend time with Jesus would be qualified to lead.
首先呢，彼得说，谁适合来做这个使徒的职分呢？
And then they nominated two names.
接着他们就提名了两个人。
And then they pray.
接着他们在祷告。
And then they decide, they ask God, who do you pick?
然后他们就来求神告诉他们到底选谁。
And that's how they found number 12.
这就是他们怎么样找到了第十二个使徒。
And then after the Holy Spirit came on them, the church exploded in growth.
然后圣灵就降临到他们的教会当中，教会就不断的壮大。
The eight people that prayed together in New York on that day in a dance hall.
那八个人在纽约的舞厅祷告的那八个人
became a movement of Christians that started many gatherings, rescue missions, orphanages.Homes for unwed mothers, food dispensaries for the poor, and mission training school to train missionaries to go all over the world.
他们创办了很多这个崇拜后的聚会，救助施工、孤儿院、未婚母亲之家，以及为穷人提供食物的分发中心，以及培养海外传教士的培训学校。
But this didn't happen by chance.The people around Simpson began to organize how the alliance would move together.
但这些并不是偶然发生的，而是聚集在宣信周围的人，他们计划让它联合发生的。
And as the movement grew and grew, became bigger and bigger, they needed more structure to do the administration so that the movement can keep going.
随着这个宣道会的不断壮大，那需要更多的事工来管理。
And so they ended up with presidents, vice presidents, secretaries, board members, who all took the leadership responsibility to lead the alliance.
所以那时候就产生了主席、副主席、董事会以及其他事工来做管理。
A.B. Simpson heard from God what God wanted him to do. The what, right?A.B. Simpson knew what God wanted him to do, the what, right?
宣信他明白神要对他让他做什么。
And he got himself a group of people that helped him get there, the how.
宣信得到其他人的帮助，就 成立的。
Today, the Christian and Missionary Alliance is found in 5 continents in the world.
现今的宣道会已经发展为五大洲五十一个国家。
51 countries.
五十一个国家。
The Alliance in Canada has about 500 churches.
加拿大宣道会大约有五百个教会。
And there are, and our churches are divided into 6 districts across Canada.
在整个加拿大中，宣道会被分成六个区域。
Each district is governed by a district superintendent, meaning my boss.
每一个区呢是由区监督。
The next slide can show you all that.
区监督来领导，也就是我的上司。
The Alliance Canada is led by this man, Darren Herbel. Darren Herbel is our president.
加拿大宣道会是由这个 Darren Herbert 来领导。
His team is the vice presidents and all his staff that does all of these things, that leads all of these things. Okay, we're not going to talk about them in detail, but yeah, that's all they do.
然后他手下的人领导了这边所有的事工。
On this side is what makes up the alliance as a whole, which is the churches, right? You have the district superintendents of the district. That's my boss right there, Matt Boulder. Okay, that's my boss. Okay. And then you have different leaders over here at the churches, and then you have our local churches. That's me over there. These are the churches. These are really the churches.
在最边，最左边，那就是真正的我们的这个所说的教会。
Every 2 years, we would hold a general assembly.
每两年呢，我们就开一个宣道会总会大会。
Together, we work together to decide how what God is doing around in Canada and the world.
我们那时候会来决定这个神呢在加拿大以及全球的做工事工。
We discuss all kind of problems or issues or things that we need to look after in the alliance.
在大会里，我们来讨论这个所有的问题，还有这个挑战。
Pastor Brandon and I, maybe I should do this first. We are guided ultimately by this vision prayer that you've been reading every single Sunday.
我们被这个意象，我们每周就是被这个意象祷告来领导引导。
Oh God, with all our hearts we long for you. Come, transform us to be Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, mission-focused people, multiplying disciples everywhere.
上帝啊，我们全心全意渴慕你，来吧，改变我们，使我们以基督为中心，靠圣灵得全能，由宣道做主导，在各处建立门徒。
We live in a culture. Oh, actually, this picture shows that I was actually, Pastor Brandon and I were on the nominating committee for the board of directors for the alliance this past summer.
在过去的那一周，我跟那个 Brandon 牧师呢是在那个提名委员会、提名董事会成员。
And I was the secretary, so you can see that I was on stage reading the nominees report.
你看我是那个秘书，所以我在那个台上来念这个。
I was also part of a group of theologians in the alliance that had written a paper.
我也是宣道会神学院的成员。然后，帮助参与了，写了一篇论文。
To help the alliance, understand how to address the issues, particularly about gender and human sexuality.
来帮助我们就如何解决与性别和人类性行为有关的问题进行对话。
We live in a culture that doesn't really respect leadership.
我们生活在一个文化中，就是不太去尊重这个领导者。
People generally don't trust leaders.
总体来说，我们不太相信这个领导。
Because of scandals, power, political fights, and all that, so they don't like leaders.
大概是由于那些丑闻啊，或者是政治斗争啊。
And there are also those who really don't care about administration in the church.
教会有很多人也不关心。
Hey, as long as somebody's paying the bills, it's fine.
只要有人来付账单就可以了，我才不管呢。
You know, there's a lot of talk about lack of leadership in the churches today.
现如今呢，在教会里有很多讨论缺乏领导者的或领导力的。
Some people are saying, well, you know, a lot of leaders are getting older and older.
有很多人说，我们的领导者，我们的领袖变得越来越老了。
It's always the same people.
总是那么一群人在领导。
And so there's a lot of people talking about.The next generation. It keeps on talking about the word next generation. Keeps on coming up these days.
所以现今有很多人就讨论下一代的。
It is true that a lot of churches, the leadership is getting older.
这的确是个事实，大多数教会的领导者变得越来越老。
And because we live in a culture that don't trust leaders, often most of us rather not lead.
因为我们生活在一个文化当中，我们根本就不相信领导，然后我们。不愿意参与领导。
But I don't want to rethink this question.
我希望你们来重新思考一下这个问题。
Rather than looking at the age, we look at the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
我们不应该光看年龄，要看看这个赐予的这个圣灵的这个恩赐。
Because if the Holy Spirit has gifted a person to lead,That is a gift.
因为圣灵赐予的恩赐其实就是一个。
And if the Holy Spirit is calling a person to lead, then he must or she must follow.
圣灵如果呼召这个人去领导的话，那么这个人应该去听从。
It doesn't matter if it's a 20-year-old or 90-year-old person.
无论这个人是20岁还是80岁，其实无所谓。
Question: When did Moses start leading the Israelites?
你想想摩西是什么时候？
八 what? 八十，对。
摩西是什么时候带领埃及人带领以色列人出埃及的？是八十岁的时候。
When did Caleb look at Jerusalem and says, "I want that city"? Remember Caleb in the Promised Land? Sorry, I didn't write this down, so that's why. I'm going off here. So.
就是那个人就是
Caleb.
Caleb. 加勒
And he looked at Jerusalem when he says, "I want that city."
当他看到耶路撒冷的时候，他说：“我想要那个城市。”
Do you know how old he was?
你想想他那个时候多少岁呢？
He was 84.
他八十四岁。
So don't tell me you're too old to lead.
不要告诉我你太老了不能领导。
Age is not the problem.
岁数不是个问题。
Listening to the Holy Spirit is.
我们要听从圣灵的带领。
And the second question I have is.
我第二个问题是。
Are you a Christian?
你是基督徒吗？
And have you been attending this church for a very long time?
你参加这个教会很长时间了吗？
Are you a member of this church?
你是这个教会的会员吗？
Some people think, oh, membership is not in the Bible.
那很多人就说，那圣经当中根本没有提到会员啊。
I argue that it is.
我想说的是，其实圣经有提到。
Because remember when I asked you to decide where to go for lunch, once you had a group.Did you turn around and go tell other groups where to go? Did you?
当你们小组来讨论去哪吃午餐的时候，你有没有去跟别的小组说你们应该去哪儿？
The four of you decided where you will go, but you didn't turn around and say, "Don't have Japanese, have Chinese today in my house." Like, no, you didn't say that, did you?
你们小组讨论的时候，你们没有转过头跟别的小组说啊，你们应该去吃日本餐，不是那个中餐。
We need to know who can help us make decisions at ECAC.
你们应该知道谁来帮助我们来做决定，在我们教会。
That's what membership means.
这就是我们会员的意义。
That I am part of this local body of Christ.
我就是这个基督身体的一部分。
I have my part to play in this body.
我在这个身体中有一定的功用。
And I'm going to help make decisions with this church.
我帮这个教会来做决定。
Because I love this church and I love Jesus.
因为我爱这个教会，我爱耶稣基督。
This is not a place where I just show up, sit down, listen to a good sermon, and go home.
这不是一个教会，我只是来听完道之后就走了。
The Christian says, I belong to this local church, and I'm going to be part of its decision-making process.
基督徒其实就是一个说我应该，我爱这个教会，我应该成为这个教会的一部分。
During the assembly,
在大会期间
there were many motions put on the floor, and they were basically telling the president what to do, and then report back to us in 2026 assembly, which will be in Calgary.
在大会期间提出了很多动议，就是告诉主席做这做那，然后让他呢在2026年的 Calgary 的宣道会大会上来做出报告。
At one point, David Freeman, the former vice president of the Alliance, stood up and he said this.
然后呢，以前的那个副主席大卫弗瑞曼，他站起来，他是这样说的。
He says, why do we just keep telling the president what to do, but we don't do anything?
他说，为什么我们只是让主席做这做那，但是我们没有想来帮助主席做些什么。
So he put this motion on the floor.
所以呢，他就提出了这样的动议。
That we, the delegates of General Assembly 2024, in dependence on the Holy Spirit, to the best of our ability, commit ourselves to ensure that the local churches, our local churches and ministries, engage in all aspects of the strategic plan and commit ourselves to making the necessary sacrifices to share the love of Jesus with our broken world in efforts to double our reach by 2034.
我们2024年大会的代表，尽我们所能依靠圣灵。承诺确保我们的地方教会和施工参与策略计划的各个方面，并承诺做出必要的牺牲，与破碎的世界分享耶稣的爱。到2034年，努力将我们的影响力翻倍。
The president had put forth a strategic plan. The president put a strategic plan forward. 这个计划。
他提出了一个策略性的计划。
And basically, he says, in 10 years' time, we want to be able to reach more, double the amount of people that we're reaching today.
在十年之后呢，我们希望能将那个让更多的人，让那个双倍的人来信主。
And after some discussions, we voted overwhelmingly to support this motion.
之后呢，这个动议呢是。以这个绝对性的这个支持通过了这个动议。
It is my intention as a senior pastor of this church to ensure that we too follow that motion.
那作为一个 senior pastor, 作为一个主任牧师呢，我也希望就是我们也能遵循这个动议。
I want to start, finish today by quoting one of A.B. Simpson's hymns.
那今天呢，我想以宣信牧师的一首赞美诗来结束今天的这个。
No time for strifling in this life of mine, not this path, not this the path the blessed master trod, but strenuous toil each hour and power employed, always and all for God.
莫让琐事缠此生，这非恩主赐福禄，每时每分尽辛劳。全然所有归于主。
Time swiftly flies, eternity is near, and soon my dust may lie beneath the sod. How dare I waste my time, my life, or cease to be always and all for God?
时光飞逝，永恒临，我如尘埃落草土，岂敢生命任止息，全然所有归于主。
I catch the meaning of this solemn age.With life's vast issues, all my soul is all. Life was not given for trifling. It must be always and all for God.
庄严时代求领悟，生命伟大无灵素，身心不给细小分， 全然所有归于主。
By the way, Pastor Michael translated that.
哦，这是张牧师翻译的。
He did a fantastic job.
张牧师做得非常好。
The church has leaders.
教会需要领导者。
God will call leaders to lead.
因为神来呼召领导者来领导。
And God calls all of us to serve His body together.
神呼召我们所有的人来侍奉耶稣的身体。
In a moment, Janet's going to introduce all of the InTouch Cafe staff, and this is part of one of the most important ministry that of our church.
Janet 向我们介绍这个咖啡这个服务，这是一个非常重要的管理的一部分。
I'm going to invite Janet to come up, and Pastor Wei Lee is going to translate. Thank you, Kelly.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.